Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonian Call Around the Globe. I'm Sister Joanna Green with my husband here, Clint Green. And we're here from Springboro, Ohio. We're real excited about the broadcast tonight, as we are every Friday night. And we just count it a joy, praise the Lord, to be able to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ with the whole world. Praise the Lord. And we've got some very serious prayer requests at this moment. Brother Tim Hall is on his way to Baptist Church, Lexington Hospital. It's a Baptist hospital. I think it's called the Baptist Hospital. I'm not real sure, but his blood pressure is 180 over 101, so it's very dangerous. And so we need to go to prayer immediately for him. Also, a lady named Lalitha Harrison, she wants us to pray for her brother. He is very sick, and his name is Ira Flannan, F-L-Y-N-N. So we need to remember that also. So we love to open up with prayer, and that's what we're going to do at this very moment. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, dear God, that you touch these people, dear God, touch Brother Tim Hall. Lord, reach down, dear God, and touch his blood pressure, Lord. Let it be normal, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord,
right now,
dear Lord, healing
right now.
And know what's happening in his body, dear God. And Lord Jesus, Lady Liz has a brother, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal his body, Lord. Touch this broadcast, dear God. All them, the ones who have called in, dear Lord, tonight. Lord Jesus, God, we ask, dear God, that you anoint, Lord, every minister here, every testimony, everything, Lord, that's done here for the next 2 hours, dear God. Let it reach a soul, Lord, that needs saved, and Lord, that needs their body healed, dear God. Lord, you do the work, dear Lord. Send the ministering angels forth, dear God, and let this be done in your precious name, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's good to be with you tonight, and we thank you all for listening in. We thank the ones that are faithful every week, praise God, to listen, whether it be by internet, whether it be by the telephone or however. We just praise God for you. And, you know, we could not do this without you. 2 hours is a long time, and we sure appreciate you. And at this time, we are going to invite you to call, if you've not called already, just call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. And we do this every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and it lasts till 12. Brother Yearwood has a broadcast also from Tuesday night, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Time also. And I can't remember his phone number off the top of my head. I think it's 310-742-1759. Praise God. So, and Brother Yearwood, if I've got that wrong, please correct me. But we just praise God for you. And at this time, we're going to have little Rachel. We haven't heard her in 4 weeks. So she's going to come in and she's going to read her scripture.
Samuel 15:22. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings, or burnt offerings, okay, and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than to fat of rams."
Praise God. So she did wonderful there. Hallelujah. Sometimes when we're speaking to people, even though we can't see faces, sometimes we get nervous. Praise the Lord, because we're still people. We're still human in our fleshly body. Hallelujah. And she did a wonderful job. And if you want to reach us by email, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. It's heisrisen38@aol.com. And we're going to acknowledge our callers tonight. They're going to come in and tell us who they are and where they're located. The first caller I see is 423-545. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. Thank you. Glad to have you in here. You guys are always a blessing, and you are actually the very ones that showed us this here, Blog Talk Radio, and we appreciate you all. 770-584. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Praise the Lord, Brother and Sister Green. This is Pastor John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise God, Brother John. And again, you've also been faithful, and thank the Lord for you. And we'll get you all in here in just a moment. Hallelujah. 423-562. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy. What a joy. All of y'all are just a joy. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Okay, so we'll have them to turn in their prayer requests, each one of you, as you go. And it's going to be good tonight. It's obeying the voice of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, Brother Yearwood, you feel like going first, brother?
Yeah, I'll go first here. We got some prayer requests. We'll turn them in right now. Then
we got Rebecca John says that she has an unspoken request. There's a lot going on in her family, and she needs prayer. Helen Flowers, Brother Pastor Flowers, that was on with us last Tuesday, he had to take his mother to the emergency room just a little while ago. They think that she had a heart attack. So remember, her name's Helen Flowers. And my niece Shelley Kilpatrick will be going to have a hysterectomy on Monday morning. Remember her. Brother Herter has a brother down in Florida that's pretty close to death, and he needs a healing and salvation also. And Martha and Roy Sexton need healing. My niece, Brenda Moses, is still waiting on a kidney, so she needs prayer. And one of our friends has a son that is in dire need of prayer. And my nephew, Rick, needs salvation and deliverance from alcohol. Doug Watkins, he was in church at one time and got out of church, and he has either stage 3 or stage 4 cancer. And he's been dealing in drugs. So let's remember him. He needs God. Judy has 2 broken vertebrae and breathing problems. Got a praise report on Martha Garcia. She's doing much better, and she's supposed to be moving back to Dalton to a nursing home there, so she's coming along pretty good. And we just want to thank everyone for praying for her. And Sherry Choplin, the one that had the wreck back in February, the drunk driver hit her, she's doing pretty good, and she's going to be coming home in a few weeks. She's still in the rehab right now. And thank everyone for praying for her. And have another praise report, Sister Sandra Combs, that had the stroke about a year ago. She couldn't talk and been paralyzed on, I think it was her right side. And this week, last week, she was singing praises unto God. So we just give God the praise and glory that she can sing now. And she's also had feeling in her leg. So let's continue to pray for her.
Praise the Lord. I tell you what, God is able to touch and heal. And, you know, Sister Combs, Brother and Sister Green knows her. They've met her in person up there. Real good singer and played the piano and everything, but she had that stroke and she's paralyzed on her right side. She has a hard problem to speak, but she sung a song the other day on the internet, and I mean, she's just as clear as a bell of singing. So praise God for that. So we're speaking on tonight about hearing the voice of the Lord. So I went to John 10. There, I'm going to read a few verses there in John 10 by God's help and try to minister a little bit there. John 10, verse 1, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door unto the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him that the porter open, and the sheep heareth his voice, and he call his sheep, his own sheep, by name, and lead them out." You know, right here I was wanting to read these others here just to kind of lay a background there, but you know, right here in verse 3, he said, praise the Lord, to him the porter opened, the sheep heareth his voice, and he called his own sheep by name and lead them out. You know, I was thinking there, you know, praise God, if we've been washed in his blood, and everybody that is saved supposed to be washed, and they got to be washed in the blood of Jesus if they ever want to make heaven their home. And, you know, I was just thinking there, Jesus give us a name. And, you know, whenever he calls us, you know, he don't try to drive us nowhere, but he leads us. And, you know, that's the way that today is in the shepherds, the sheep that are around here. They don't drive the sheep. I know by experience, I've seen them. They lead them, praise God. The shepherd, they can lead their sheep, and they'll follow. And, you know, a stranger cannot take the sheep nowhere. They'll try to drive them, but they can't get them to go. But the shepherd can speak, and they will follow. And, you know, that's the way Jesus is. He told us, I'd be obedient to him. And, you know, if we'd be obedient to him, I will follow him, praise God. Whenever he calls our name, he will know it and we'll hear him. And we'll be led by the Spirit. And, you know, as many as was led by the Spirit become the sons of God. And, you know, I praise God tonight that we are, that he has given us a name. And we can, praise God, follow him. And, you know, let's look in verse 4 there. It says, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And, you know, I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that I know the voice of Jesus. I know when I hear his voice speak, I know that I've got to follow. If I ever want to make heaven my home, and I'm going to follow the Lord by the grace and help of God. That's the reason why that I try to tell somebody the good news. That's the reason why that I said and try to tell people that they must repent. They must follow after Jesus. You know, people says that they don't ever hear him speak. My friend, if you just open up your ear, the sinner man, the drunkard out there, they will hear because I heard the voice of the Lord calling me, and I had to go. I had to repent of my sins. And then after I repented of my sins, then I started to follow him more closer than I ever did. I tell you what, today people's got to hear the voice of God. They've got to follow the Spirit of God. They'll not follow after strangers because of the verse right here in verse 5. It says, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they knew not the voice, they know not the voice of stranger. You know, tonight, my friend, whenever, if we are a child of God, we hear the voice of Satan, we don't follow it, because we know that we got to flee from him. If we don't, we'll be lost. We will not make heaven our home. But I'm going to strive. I'm going to follow the voice of the Lord. I was reading earlier today, getting into exactly what chapter and verse it was in. But they said that he wasn't in the earthquake. He wasn't in the wind. He wasn't in the fire. But he was in that small, still voice. I'm telling you tonight, that small, still voice is still speaking. It's still calling people. And we've got to hear it. We've got to tune in to it. If we ever want to make heaven our home, I want to make heaven my home. That's the reason why that I'm going after the Lord wholehearted. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to follow him. Let's jump over into verse 27 in the same chapter, verse 10. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Hallelujah. As I said there a while ago, if we've been washed in the blood of Jesus, we're going to follow him. We're going to be led by his Spirit. And then we'll go on, and it says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Praise God. You know, tonight, my friend, I'm so thankful, praise God, that the devil cannot pluck me out of the hand of God. Nobody else can pluck me out of the hand of God. But I can take my own self out anytime I want to. But when I do that, I've asked for trouble. I've asked if I don't repent, then I'm going to burn in hell. But I'm going to tell you, by God's help and by God's grace, I'm going to stand. I'm going to follow his voice. I'm going to hear him say, how well done one day. That's all I'm looking for, is to hear him tell me, how well done. I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I'm looking forward, praise God. I'm listening to the voice of the Lord. I'm not going to follow after strangers. I'm not going to follow after all of these strange books and strange doctrines. I'm going to follow after Jesus. I'm going to follow after the one that reached down below the bottom and got me and picked me up and set me up on a solid rock and called my name. And he said there was a new name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, praise God, I'm looking forward for one day after a while finding that new name. I'm looking forward one day after a while to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I praise God. Hallelujah. I praise God for this service here tonight. I just praise God for what he's doing around this world. I praise God for he is of God, that we can hear his voice and his sheep know his voice, and they'll not follow after strangers, each one of us. He's given us all a new name. We don't know what it is, but I do know that I know whenever he speaks to my voice or speaks to my spirit, I will follow. Hallelujah. I praise God for it. Hallelujah. I praise God. And it's good to hear Brother Eddie back on there tonight. Thank God. We've sent a lot of prayers up for him. And I just praise God for him. And then I'll turn it back to you, Sister Joanne. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Good word, Brother Yearwood. Stay in there with us, brother, because we got a lot of time left there. Praise the Lord. And you know, we thank God for Brother Eddie Bolton, too. Lots of prayers. A lot of people has asked us. They didn't know his name, but they'd say, "Where's that one preacher there from the?" There was two of them from Tennessee. They'd say, and my mom was one of them. You know, what happened to that one guy that would come on and preach? And so we just thank God for him. Thank God for Brother John Samples too, and for you and Sister Yearwood too, Brother Yearwood. Praise God. We're gonna get this song here going and. You know, remember, continue to pray for Brother Tim Hall. He's got that high blood pressure going on right now. So he's had heart conditions, things going wrong there. And in the past, he's had some bypass done. And so remember him. Praise God. We got a praise report. We've asked you guys to pray about my daughter and son-in-law. They were trying to buy a house, and they gave him a closing date back in March the 31st, and since then they had many closing dates and things. They kept wanting another paper and this and that, and so finally yesterday they closed on their home. And also today is the 8th day that I have a new grandson, Seth David Gilbert. My daughter gave birth on the 5th of June. Praise the Lord. So, you know, it's all God's timing. And I believe he was teaching them patience there, to be patient and wait on God. And it's all in God's timing. Praise the Lord. Mary and Martha told Jesus, if you'd have been there 4 days sooner, our brother wouldn't have died. But, you know, God was just on time. He knew exactly what he was doing. Praise the Lord. So that's two praise reports. They got him a home. And they also have their new little baby. Praise God. So we're going to get this here song going and just listen here and hope it'll bless you.
If you need someone to work for, till the close of day, and help a needy soul that is trying to find their way. If you need me to carry your word to someone that needs to hear a prayer prayed, then
you fed me when I was hungry.
Lots of times.
You blessed me through and through. Every time I needed consolation, I could always count on you. But now I will share your goodness so that Meridian might know, Lord, send me, and I'll go. The harvest is
praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, send me and I'll go. That's how I want to be, obedient to the Lord. Praise God. Every opportunity that comes my way, I want to be able to walk through that door. Hallelujah. If you want to be part of the broadcast, again, it's 347-989-8862. Again, 347-989-8862. We'd love to have you call in. Share your testimony. Tell us about when the Lord saved you. Praise God. Give the devil a black eye. Hallelujah. When you confess with your mouth to the world, this is a great opportunity to tell the world what Jesus done for you. We encourage you to call in tonight. Praise God. Brother John, praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord, brother.
Go ahead and let Brother Eddie go, Sister Green.
Brother Eddie, you ready?
Yeah, I just would like to say that it's good to be with you tonight. I've been out for a while, as everybody knows, and there was a preacher and his wife come by the house here about 2-3 weeks ago and prayed for me, and things began to get better. And I thank God that God still, you know, I hear people say that God's still saving. Well, God's still saving, but God, He don't only save, God still heals, and God still gives miracles. And I thank God today that He has not forgot His people. And this verse of Scripture kept coming to mind. I didn't know what you all were going to begin to minister on tonight, but this verse of Scripture here, and it's an old one. It's probably been preached many times on this broadcast, but it's in the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians, in the 17th verse, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, and old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And I want you to know today that sometimes we get into a place that we need a second chance. And, brother, that's the way it's been with myself. I needed a second chance. And God give me a second chance, and God helped me, and He moved for me, and God done a great work in my life. And I thank God, brother, today that God is still merciful, and His grace is reaching out. And I remember a time back in the book of Genesis, the Bible said that the wickedness, the earth was full of wickedness. And brother, the Bible said that, that God saw that, and He said He'd destroy all flesh. But brother, he looked one day and he saw Noah, and he said that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, that we have found grace in the eyes of the Lord tonight. Somebody might say, what is grace? It's God's unmerited favor. It's something something that we didn't deserve, but God give us favor in his eyes. And brother, God called us into the body of Christ. Brother, when we heard that voice speak to our hearts, the voice of the Spirit of God speak to our hearts, brother, and call us into this family of God, brother, and we followed that, and we listened to that, we gave heed to that, and bless God, we come into the body of Christ, like brother you would said there, we repented of our sin, and we called on the name of the Lord. The Bible said, whoever would call on the name of the Lord, they would be saved. And I'm glad tonight, brother, that God saved me. He spoke to my heart, and he'll do that for anybody that will believe that Jesus died for them, for their sin. And brother, that all they got to do is believe that, and that he that was dead for 3 days and rose again from the dead. Brother, I want you to know today, when we begin to call on the Lord, God will hear us. Sometimes, it's like David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Brother, God has never left us. He has never forsaken us. And somebody might say, well, brother, why then does it seem like the sky is brass overhead, that God won't hear? But the Bible says that if we ask, we'd receive. I don't know my anchors to all things, but I do know what the Word of God said. The Word of God said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And we just have to stand on that, no matter what it looks like around us, no matter what it feels like. We've got to know in our heart that Jesus is right there, that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Brother, he's just an earshot away. Brother, and when Noah heard the voice of the Lord, I began to tell him to build an ark, that the end of all flesh was before him. Brother Noah, he began to listen to that. He began to follow that. And when God got to speaking to him, he began to set out and do what God would have him to do, and that is to build that ark, because he was God, was going to save some animals, and he was going to save whoever would listen to Noah. I believe Peter said that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God, he's with you tonight, and if God is speaking to your heart, all you have to do is said like Samuel done. You remember Samuel's mother, she couldn't have children, but she went down to the temple one day. Brother Eli was the high priest, and she was there praying with her eyes shut, and Eli thought she was a drunk, but you know what? She said, I'm not drunk, but I poured out my supplication unto the Lord. Brother, I want you to know, at the time, Brother G conceived, brother, and she brought poor Samuel, and she told the Lord, she said, if you give me a man child, I'll loan him to you for the rest of his life. Brother, I want you to know today, God is not slack concerning his promises. But brother, I want you to know, a lot of times we'll tell the Lord that we'll do something, and then when God moves, brother, we forget all about what we told God that we would do. And brother, I want you to know today, if we find ourselves in that predicament, we need to go before the Lord, and we need to repent for that. Ask God to forgive us of it and confess it to God, and brother, he'll forgive us. He'll cleanse us from that. Oh, listen to me today. Brother, he said, all things are passed away, and behold, all things of the commune. Brother, he didn't say part of them. He said all things with the commune. Brother, God has set us in a way of righteousness. I believe Isaiah called it the highway of holiness. Brother, I'm here to tell you tonight, brother, when God begins to speak, brother, it's like a song says, the sound of his voice is so sweet that the birds hush their singing. Brother, I'm told you to know tonight that it don't matter what your name is. It don't matter if you're a man or a woman, if you're an older person or a younger person. I believe Jeremiah said, Lord, he said, I'm a child. And God spoke to him and told him, say not that I'm a child. He said, because you'll go where I send you. Oh, listen to me tonight. When God begins to speak to your heart, and you just reach out and listen to that and take hold of that and believe God, brother, it'll turn your life around. Brother, in God, we'll work in a way that will bless you. And not only will it bless you, it will bless other people as well. Brother, I'm telling you tonight that God is a God that prospers and blesses his people. Brother, he said, again, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Brother, I want you to know today, brother, if things are not going right for you, if things seem like it's going all wrong, all you need to do is stop dead in your tracks and get down on your knees. And if you can't do that where you're at, find you a place and get out and begin to talk to God about it. I was talking to a young my cousin today, brother, and asked him if he went to church, and his son began to interrupt and said, yeah, I can't do nothing to get to heaven. It's by his grace. Oh, listen, it is by the grace of God. But brother, you can't say I'm a Christian and then live the life of a drunk or live the life of a whoremonger. Brother, listen to me today. You've got to live that life of holiness and walk on that highway of holiness, because the time will come. The writer said that it's appointed once the man's alive, and after this the judgment. Brother, I want you to know tonight, your time's coming and my time's coming. We just need to have, brother, our lives, brother, under the blood of Jesus. And we need this verse of scripture alive in our lives like it's never been before. That old things pass away, and that's the old things of the flesh, and all things become new. Brother, I want you to know, the Bible said the flesh is at enmity against God. Brother, and they have, there's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit. But let me tell you today, brother, I've read the back of the book, and I know how it ends. Brother, God, he'll win this thing. He'll work through you and help you to go through these trials that you go through with. Brother, he'll help you. He'll strengthen you. He'll give you wisdom. Brother, when the enemy digs a pit for you to fall into, brother, the Spirit of God will lead you around it, and you'll not have to worry about being destroyed. I had neighbors one time that used to come out on us with guns, threatening to kill us. But you know what? When it come down to the end of it, brother, they was gone and we was still there. Brother, I'll tell you today, brother, that God, he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. But he'll be with us all the way, even unto the end of the world. Brother, if we'll believe this word, this book, brother, called the Holy Bible. I know there's a lot of books in the world, but this Holy Bible is the Word of God. Brother, in the Bible said, his word endureth forever, and God will watch over his word to perform it. And God will bless you for listening to the word of God. Listen to me. The psalmist said, I have hid thy word in my heart. Brethren, when we begin to get that word down in our heart, brethren, we begin to get it in our, it begins to take root. It begins to grow. It begins to bear forth fruit. Brother, according to the word of God, brother, I want you to know, brother, you can walk this way tonight. You can live for Jesus because the strength of his word is in you. I'm reminded over in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and in the 6th chapter the Bible says, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And I want you to know tonight, when you go before God, believe that he hears you. The Bible says we'll have what things soever we desire when we pray. If we believe that we receive them, we shall have them. Brother, I want you to know tonight, God loves you. You might say, yeah, but now listen, I'm not a Christian tonight. Well, you can be. You might say, yeah, but my religion, it's not like your religion. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about a relationship between you and the one that created the heavens and the earth. When you go outside of the night and look up into the skies, brother, and you see the multitudes upon multitudes of stars, a number innumerable that can't be counted. There's so many of them. Brother, that I'm talking about that fellowship, brother, and believing that the one that created that, brother, in the beginning, brother, I'll tell you tonight, when you begin to see that and believe that, that believe God that done that, brother, and call on him, he said he'll hear you. And when you call on him in a time acceptable, brother, you might say, when is a time acceptable? Brother, whenever you begin to call out unto the Lord, brother, I know, listen to me tonight, brother, sometimes there's a special time that God begins to call you, brother, and set you apart. And when he does that, the Bible said in the book of Jeremiah, it's time to plow up the fallow ground tonight. And brother, that fallow ground is our heart. It's time to get it stirred up and get the weeds out and get the tires out of our hearts and let the word of God come up and bear fruit. And when you begin to believe on him that created all things in the beginning, the stars, the sun, the moon, brother, I'll tell you what, and you begin to call on his name, brother, he'll hear you. He'll answer you. He'll minister to you. God will show forth himself to you. God wants you tonight. God's calling for you tonight. God's calling the people tonight. If you'll just answer that call, he'll show you himself. He'll make a brand new creation out of you. It's like Samuel. Brother, one night after Samuel growed up into a young boy, he was there in the temple asleep. He lay down on his bed, and he wasn't asleep yet. And the Lord called him, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel got up and run to Eli and said, what do you want, Eli? He said, I didn't call you to lay down again. Samuel went and lay down again. Brother, and here the Lord came again and said, Samuel, Samuel. And brother, I want you to know, he got up and went to Eli again. And Eli began to understand that it was God that was speaking unto Samuel, and he told him, he said, if he comes and speaks to you again, I tell him, hear my Lord, I hear you, Lord. And brother, I want you to know tonight, God came again and spoke to him again, and he gave him his first message. Listen to me today, brother, the word of God is quick and it's powerful. It changes things. It's quick, it's powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the intents of the heart of man. Brother, God knows what you're thinking. He knows exactly what's going through your mind. And you know what's amazing about God tonight? He is so great tonight. He knows what's going on in the heart of every individual on the face of the earth at one time. And not only that, honey, he's small enough to live in the hearts of each individual that will just call on him tonight. Oh, listen to me. Brother, call on the Lord. Don't let this night go by you without you calling on the Lord. I thank God for being here tonight. I thank God for being back on this broadcast. Honey, I reckon the devil just tried to just kill me plumb off. But you know what? God was merciful to me. And bless God tonight. I didn't even know I'd even be able to preach on here tonight. But bless God. God has blessed me tonight. And I thank God for each one on this broadcast. I thank God for the prayers of each one that prayed for me and called me out. I've been, brother, I couldn't. They brought me an oxygen machine last night. Oh, but listen to me. That's neither here nor there. But what I'm trying to say is dear, honey, God has moved for me. And I thank God for every prayer that every individual has called out for my name. It's been since last September. I've been on the broadcast one time. But I'll tell you what, I thank God for being here tonight. May God bless you tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord.
God.
Go ahead, sister.
Praise the Lord, Brother Eddie. I tell you, we thank God that he give you to us, to the world, to listen to you. And he just pours it out of you, and we just feel the anointing here. And just thank God that he has raised you back up to minister. And I tell you, he'll never fail us. Praise the Lord. And people need to hear, praise God, what Brother Eddie Bolton has to say. And what all the ministers have to say, but
can I say one more thing?
Yes, sir.
This just made me understand one thing. Jesus said, "I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you." I thought God was through with me. I thought my ministry was done. But I begin to think like this: there's a second chance. There's a second chance. May not be nothing that anybody does. But it might just be like Job. You know, the devil attacked Job. God let him attack him. But when it was all said and done, God had the last say in it. And God's the God of second chances tonight. And again, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. God bless you. I'll hush now.
And praise God. And we thank the Lord that he's done this. And, you know, if you're out there and you feel like you're not doing something for the Lord, and you would like to be on this broadcast, we encourage you to call in at 347-989-8862. There was a long time Brother Green and I never got scheduled anywhere, and we knew the Lord called us both to preach, and he gave us this here broadcast to do this. And we thank the Lord. There's been times where, like tonight, we got to sing at a pizza place, at a public pizza place, and we get to talk about the Lord to the public, praise God. And we've done this a few times now, and we run in on Friday night trying to set up for the broadcast and think, oh, well, we're not going to be able to do it. We're not going to get home in time. And, you know, the Lord has always seemed like he's made a way, praise God. And you know, we used to get nervous and not know what we're going to say, what we're going to do, but the Lord just intervenes. He sends people like Brother Eddie Bolton and Brother Yearwood and Brother John Samples. You know, I know we're to lift up God. I understand that. But, you know, we need one another. Praise the Lord. Brotherly love. Praise God. And I just love the Lord. Thank him. We're going to play this here song, and we just hope it blesses you tonight.
Let
what's wrong and make it. Day stars shine, they'll know. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lord, I see all that's dying, wounded by the master of
praise the Lord. If you want to go to that there pizza place that I was talking about, if you're in the area of Springboro, anywhere around the area, it is on Penny Rural Avenue, and it's called Penny Rural Pizza Place. Praise God. And Friday nights they have the singing, gospel singing, praise the Lord, and people testify, and they have church, they have prayer requests. And so if you want to fellowship with some really good people, go to the Penny Rural Pizza Place in Springboro, Ohio, on Penny Rural Avenue. Praise God. So at this time, if you want to call in and be part of the broadcast, it's 347-989-8862, 347-989-8862. And Pastor John, come in, praise the Lord, and obey God, brother.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Appreciate the opportunity, amen, to speak the word of the Lord tonight, amen. God is so good, amen. We just praise the Lord for him. Our prayer request tonight, we have an urgent request, an unspoken request, and that we need God to move in some situations for some of the members of our church. Amen, that God needs to do a quick work. And also I want us to pray for the persecution of the Christians around the world. Just praying for those that have been persecuted, being hated for his name's sake, and to just lift them up and encourage one another, amen, and just strengthen one another in this time and this hour. But tonight we are talking about listening and obeying the voice of God. And God began to deal with me in several places, but tonight has got the Spirit of the Lord right before the broadcast. God began to deal with me out of Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22, the story of Abraham and his son Isaac. And the Bible speaks of, amen, in that previous chapter that Abraham had come there and he had dug a well there in Beersheba. It was the well of the oath with Ahimelech, and he had given him seven ewe lambs, amen, to let them know that he was the one who had dug this well. He was the one, amen, that declared. And tonight, amen, starting in Genesis chapter 22 and verse 1, and it says, it came to pass after this thing that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. You know, the Bible says that God tempts no man with evil, amen, and James, amen, and we find, amen, that in Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about the tempting of Abraham, but it talks about, and he believed in Hebrews chapter 11, with verse 17, it says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises, offered up his only begotten son. God had spoken to Abraham, even as he called him there in Genesis chapter 22. But by faith, he offered up his son, Isaac, his only son, his son of promise. Amen. And the Bible says that the Lord said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Here was a time, amen, that this, here was a man, amen. And Brother Eddie was talking about a second chance, but here was a man, amen, getting up in age, amen. Amen, and believing, amen, that he had no seed, amen. And Brother Eddie brought out, amen, Hannah, amen, how she had given and led her son, amen, Samuel, amen, hallelujah unto the Lord. And here it was, amen, Abraham was getting up in age and had no seed in his own house, amen. And because of the no seed, Eleazar, his steward, amen, the steward of his house, amen. And Abraham was getting ready to bless him, amen, as a son, amen, because he had served him faithfully. And amen. And God began to speak to him. Amen. Amen. And talking about, it says, according that God, verse 19 of Hebrews chapter 11, he says, according that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which also he received him in a figure. Amen. There was a figure of his life. He received him. And Abraham believed fully by faith that even as Isaac was to be offered, and even as Isaac was to be slain, and even as Isaac was to be taken in death, amen, that by the faith that the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Lord Jesus Christ, and by faith that Abraham had for God the Father, that he was able to believe that he would be raised him up, hallelujah, by that faith, by his belief in him. And the Bible says in verse 2 of Genesis chapter 22, and he said, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him here for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. You know, the Scripture teaches, amen, that here was a man who had no child, beyond childbearing years, his wife, amen, beyond the manner of women. And so here was, amen, seemingly the... You need to know tonight, all of you that are listening to me underneath the sound of my voice, there's no retirement in the ministry in the kingdom of God. The only way you can retire is death benefits. The only way you can retire out of ministry, what God has called, he's called you to the end. The Bible says, he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance, without turning around, amen. Till death do you part, amen. I'll be preaching if it be the Lord's will and grace, and I believe that it is, until the day that he either comes back or takes me home. Amen. That's what he's called me to do, and that's what we'll do, amen. We're not to lay it down, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Here was a man, amen, beyond age, amen, and here he was, amen, and God had spoken to him. And God is speaking to you tonight, church. God is speaking to you and calling you as he did Abraham. He told Abraham earlier on, he said, get thee out of the land, amen, of Uriah, into a land that I will tell you. Come out from among your kindred, amen, and come to a place, amen. Amen. He spoke about him, and he told him there was a child of promise that he would have, that out of his own house, and out of his own loins, and out of his own body, between him and Sarah. This covenant was with him and him and Sarah only, that they would have a child. Tonight, God has a covenant, amen, with husbands and wives. God has a covenant, amen, for your children, amen, that they would be children of promise, amen. The Bible says, amen, that salvation shall be, in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, to as many as the Lord our God shall call. He said, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for this promise is unto you and to your children, as many as the Lord our God shall call. God is calling into his people. And just as Brother Yearwood brought out in John chapter 10, God is calling his voice. The Lord Jesus Christ is calling his sheep. Amen. Calling to be separated, a separated flock, a holy flock. Amen. He's called you, amen, to come forth. Amen. As lambs among the wolves. Amen. He said to be harmless as doves, wise as serpents, and harmless as doves. And the Bible says he said to thy son, thy only son, get thee into the land of Moriah. That means seen of John. In other words, God saw him coming. God saw his faith. God saw his commitment. God saw his belief. Tonight, church, get thee into the land of Moriah. Get thee to the place where the Lord is seeing your faith. Seeing, amen, your effort. Seeing your works. The Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There's a rest tonight, amen, when you come unto the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what you're going through. Hallelujah. He said, take my yoke upon you. Amen. There's a yoke. Amen. A burden. Amen. That's been putting upon. He said, take my yoke. Amen. Upon you. And learn of me. There's a learning when you get yoked with Jesus. There's a learning. Learning. Amen. Not only a learning, but a yearning when you get hooked up with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Get caught up with him. Hallelujah. He said, Brian, meek and lowly. You need to know tonight that his burden and his yoke is light and easy tonight. And the Bible says, amen, it speaks of in the book of John, talking about when as he spoke to Abraham, that told him to take his only son, amen, to the land of Moriah. You know, God the Father, amen, this Sunday's Father's Day, but God the Father, amen, knew what it was to experience and take thy only son, thy son of promise. The Bible says, I believe it's in John, amen, chapter 3. Let me turn over to it here real quick. John chapter 3, I believe it's starting with verse 14. And it says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. In other words, his flesh would be lifted up on the cross. It was the Son of Man that would be lifted up. The flesh would be lifted up. Hallelujah. On the cross of Calvary. And the Bible says that as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, and so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him, whosoever believes in this Son, should not perish. Amen. Should not die. God, Abraham believed in God the Father. And as he believed on him, he believed that not only that he would not perish, but his son would not perish. Tonight there's a faith. As we believe in God who had sent Abraham to Moriah, who had seen him coming, as had sent his own son, amen, to that same area years later, who was hanging on a cross in a mountain in Palestine, amen, in a mountain in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. We find, amen, that hallelujah, he would take his son, that only son, amen, and put him on the cross of Calvary. And the Bible says that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In other words, when he had this promise, even though it hadn't been spoken, Abraham had the promise of eternal life because he believed in God. Tonight, if you believe in God and in the voice of God and follow that one, because God the Son, God the Father, and God the Spirit is one and the same. Amen. And the Bible says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Our belief, our faith, amen, our hearing the voice of God, hearing the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we believe in him, will have everlasting life. And the Bible says, for God sent not his world in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And just as Brother Eddie brought out, there's a salvation tonight, but there's a healing. You have to understand this is a finished work. When the cross at Calvary at the end, right before, he gave up the ghost. And that's true. He gave up his spirit. He gave up his life. It wasn't taken. It was given. For God so loved the world. And his son gave his life, just as Isaac did in Genesis chapter 22. He was obedient to his father, and as the son was obedient to the father, as he had prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, as great drops of blood, he said, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless not my will, but thine be done." It was God's will. It was God's Father's will. Amen. That none should perish, but that all come to repentance. All would come to a cross. All would come to a place where the Lamb of God was caught up in the thicket, caught up in the intertwining, caught up, amen, amen, with a cross of thorns, amen, or a crown of thorns, excuse me. And the Bible says, he that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name and of the only begotten Son of God. Abraham believed. If Abraham hadn't believed, he would have been condemned already. He had already been sentenced. Tonight, all over this world, all over this globe, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, he didn't come to condemn you. He didn't come to sentence you, but to anything but life. But tonight, if you don't believe, you've been sentenced already. You've been condemned to death already. But church, it doesn't have to be that way. Just as Brother Eddie said, we have a second chance. We have a second chance tonight. Amen. This is our second chance. Amen. This is our second chance as we receive the Word of God, as we obey the Word of God. Going back to Genesis chapter 22, the Bible says, hallelujah, in verse 3, and Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went to the place of which God had told him. God told him to rise up, take his only son, go to a place of Moriah. He told him a distinct place, a distinct place that he would come to. The Bible says he rose up early, clave to the wood. He wasn't going to let that wood go. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, verse 4, then on the third day, Abraham looked at his eyes and saw the place far off. As he went on his journey, he came closer to the place, amen, that he would sacrifice his son. Church, today, each day, we come closer to the place where we sacrifice, amen, amen, that our sons and our daughters are given, that as we give ourselves unto the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, by the mercies of God, that you present yourselves a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable service, that we might be not conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind. There's a renewing of your mind, and just like Brother Eddie said, there's a transform. Once we present ourselves, there's a transformation. There's a changing of the mind. We take on the mind of Christ. He changes us. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in verse 5, and Abraham said unto his young man, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and coming into you. Abraham was a man of faith. How do I know that? Because he had already declared that him and his lad, him and his son was coming back. Church, you need to know tonight, there are those of you, amen, that as you offer your sons unto the Lord, and your daughters unto the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to come back with you. They're going to come back to you. As you lay them on the altar of sacrifice, not literally sacrificing human sacrifice, but giving them, amen, as a sacrifice. Brother Eddie brought out about Job, how he meant, how he was a man who eschewed evil. He was a man who had even made sacrifices daily for his own children. Amen. That even if they did sin, that he had made a provision, a sacrifice. Amen. Made a provision for them. Amen. Even if they did sin. And the Bible says, and Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. Father and son went together. church tonight. We got to go together to that place of sacrifice. Amen. Just as Sister Green brought out that we need each other to go to that place. Amen. Because all together as we go to that same place, amen, of laying down our lives, amen, of laying down our lives and going to that place, of going to that place, amen, where we know that our life could possibly end. Going to that place, amen, getting to that place where God has instructed us to get. The Bible says that he laid the wood upon Isaac. I know of another incident. The Bible says, I believe it's in Isaiah 53, where a wood was laid on another son. He said, surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. That cross of Calvary, that wood, amen, amen, with that Isaac bore on Mount Moriah and Jesus bore on Golgotha, amen, was our griefs and our sorrows as he was carrying that wood, amen, and that fire was in his hands. Church, tonight we've got the fire in our hands. God still answers by fire. Amen. Hallelujah. As Brother Yearwood brought out, no man can pluck thee out of my hand. We are in the hands of God. We've got the fire of God. Amen. Burning, amen, hallelujah, because this was going to be a burnt offering, amen, hallelujah, and the Bible said, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. They all looked upon Jesus Christ, that this was done to him by God, the Father, this was done to him, amen, God done this to him, but God done, amen, offered him up as a sacrifice. But the wounds were our wounds. The bruises were our bruises. Hallelujah. And we find, amen, that as they were going up, amen, to the mountain, amen, laid the wood upon his back. He carried it up the mountain. Jesus carried it, amen, up the way of pain, the Via Dolorosa. And the Bible said, amen, and Isaac, verse 7, Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father? And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Where is the lamb? Oh, church, where's the lamb? Where's the lamb? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them together, going up the mountain without a lamb. Why? Because the lamb was waiting for them. The Lamb was waiting. Church, tonight, the Lamb's been waiting for you. Wherever you're going, wherever you're facing, wherever you're walking, the Lamb was already there. The Lamb of God, he said, behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. Tonight, you will ask, where's the Lamb? He's already there. He's already waiting. Hallelujah. He's waiting for those that will come. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, in verse 9, and they came to the place where God had told them of. Church, before anything can happen, you got to come to the place where God has told you to go. Tonight, we've got to come to the place where God has instructed us. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Oh, hallelujah. We find, amen, that he laid the wood in order. He laid the things in order. He bound his only son. He laid him upon the altar, and Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. When God spoke to him in the beginning of this chapter, Abraham said, here am I. When his son spoke to him, he said, here am I. When he spoke to the son said, here am I. Tonight, church, we have to obey the voice. Isaac obeyed the voice of his father. Abraham obeyed the voice of his father. Hallelujah. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, oh, hallelujah, church. Church, tonight, it's time for us to lift up our eyes. I will lift up my eyes to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He lifted up his eyes, and he saw, in verse 4, as far off. But the second time he lifted up his eyes, oh, hallelujah, he saw the Lamb. Church, tonight, you might have been looking up for that place that you didn't dreaded to go to. But you need to know tonight that that place of dread has become your place of provision. That place that you dreaded to come to, that place of sacrifice, amen, that you came, was the exact same place that became your place of provision. That place that when you come, that you didn't want to take another step, had come to a place of being completely bound, had come to a place that even the hand had been raised against you. Some of you underneath the sound of my voice, you've been bound, amen, by faith. You've been put on a place of sacrifice, and the hand of death has been stretched out upon you, but at that very moment, oh, hallelujah, look up and lift up your eyes, because the Bible says, God is my refuge. He's my present help in times of trouble. As Sister Green said at the beginning, he's an on-time God. And before the hand of man could touch the hand of God, the hand of God had already put the Lamb, the Ram of God, there, and it was caught in the thicket by the horns. Horns represent strength. Horns represent the trumpet of the shofar. They would blow, the priest would blow, amen, but the horn represented strength. There on the cross at Calvary, they braided the thorns and put it upon the Ram, the male Lamb of God, and that male Lamb of God was the Lord Jesus Christ. He got caught up in our crown. Church, one day he wore my crown. Those crown of thorns should have been mine. But he said, no, I'll take it. He gave me an incorruptible crown. He said, and he, him that overcome, hold fast. He told the church of Smyrna in Revelations chapter 2. He said, I know thy poverty, and thou hast been tried. He said, I know that those that say they are Jew and are not, that they are even of the synagogue of Satan. But he said, hold fast. He said, the devil will take hold of you and put you in prison. Oh, brother, just like you said, the enemy wanted to put you in prison. He wanted to imprison you. But he said, hold fast, because when you are tried, thou shalt receive a crown of life. And he said, to him that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Hallelujah. Tonight, church, this would have been, amen, as he's coming up there. He said, there in verse 13, and Abraham went in and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Jesus Christ, in the stead of your sons, in the stead of your daughters, in the stead of yourself, in the stead of all your family, and even in the stead of your enemies tonight, he took a ram and bound him and offered him for a burnt offering. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mouth of the Lord it shall be seen. You've got to come to the mountain of God to see the place of provision. You got to come to the place where God has directed you tonight. And the Bible says this. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven. Oh, you like this, Brother Eddie? The second time. Second chance. Hallelujah. And he said, by myself have I sworn. This is God's oath. He cannot swear by anything. Here's God his brother swearing my oath, saith the Lord. For because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only, because you not withheld thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed, thy sons, because you've not withheld your one son, I will not withhold multitudes of sons that no man can number, because you obey my voice, Abraham. Your sons and your seed shall be as the stars, the sand of the sea, and shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. That's the well of the oath. The well of the oath that had come. As God gave him an oath, as he got to the place, that's the place of promise, church, tonight. Because he obeyed and withheld not his only son. Here was a man that started out, had no sons. Got a son of promise, got a son of flesh. Church, don't bring about the promises of God. When God promises to you, let God bring the promise about through His Word and by His Spirit. Don't birth an Ishmael through your flesh. Don't birth children of flesh through not obeying the Word of God. And because he obeyed God, and because he obeyed and withheld not his own son, then God poured out that he would have many sons, that a number that no man can number, because he obeyed the voice of God. Church, tonight, many will come forth if you'll just obey the voice of God. Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green.
Praise the Lord. That's a good word, Brother John, and enjoy listening to you. Praise God. It sounds a whole lot clearer tonight than I know your phone was having trouble last on Tuesday, and then last Friday, too, it was like that, but this is a way, way better, and we sure
Praise
enjoyed
Lord.
That, God. If you want to be a part of the broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. Praise God. And I continue to remember for brother to pray for Brother Tim Hall. There's more prayer requests that's come in. Sister Bonnie Burke said remember her family. Also, she's feeling really stressed. God knows that she needs strength. Praise the Lord. Sister Pam Blevin said that her husband, Pastor Glenn, he has skin cancer. Remember him in your prayers. And she says also remember a friend named Hannah has to have a pacemaker put in next week. And another one named Rose lost her brother. So remember them in prayer. Sister Lorna Millette says pray for her. Uncle Kenny and his children, they buried his wife today. Please pray that the Lord will bless us and help us to get our car fixed. The transmission went out on it. Also, Brother Steve Buff, I believe he's in Colorado. He said to remember him. He had a dream about carrying a glass of wine, and he wants to remember. I want to remember it in full and understand it. So we've met him. He's really a good Christian. Praise the Lord. Sister Shirley Matney says several family members need healing in their body, including herself. And praise the Lord. We've got another one that just come in. I'm refreshing my screen here. My cousin has requested prayer, and she says her husband is trying out for The Voice tomorrow. I don't pray that he wins or anything, because only God knows if he will, and we don't mind either way, but we need prayer for safe travel, patience as it is a long process and drive, and calm for both of our nerves. Praise the Lord. So I hope he's singing a gospel song. I don't know anything about them. I'm not sure I've met her in person, but I know that she is I believe she's the daughter of my first cousin. So let's pray for their traveling mercies. Praise the Lord. And so we're going to have Brother Green. He's going to come in and obey the Lord right now. And we thank God for every one of you. If you want to be a part of the broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. Praise God. And I believe he's telling me to go ahead. So I was thinking here as I learned what the subject was about here today, obeying the voice of God. And in Genesis chapter 1, it talks, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and the herb yielding seed and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmaments of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and the light, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for in years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Get down to verse 20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly and moving creatures that have life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heavens. In verse 24, and God said, and let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. On the 26th verse, it says, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and like them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 29 says, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and everything in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. Praise God. And we know that was the sixth day. Praise the Lord. So what I want to establish here is that God said all through that there chapter, God said, and he spoke to these things, and those things were, and he saw that it was all good. And verse 31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Praise the Lord. And we know how God made the Sabbath for man, that we rest, and God rested on the seventh day. Now, on Matthew 28, in verse 23, it says, and when he was entered into the ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep, and his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. Verse 26, and he saith unto them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Praise God. And I wanted to bring out there in Genesis 6, and God said, and when Jesus rose up, he spoke to the winds, and he told them, and they ceased, and how they said, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? And I was thinking how the birds in the air, that everything that hath breath praises the Lord. Praise God. It said that the rocks would cry out if we wouldn't praise him. And you know how we are to obey him, just like the birds of the air and just as the wind of the sea obey Jesus. Praise God. And how when God spoke these things into existence, that they were there. Praise God. How he created you and I. Praise the Lord. To listen to him, to obey him. praise God, just as the wind did and just as the sea obeyed him. Praise God, we're to obey him. We were created to be a servant of God. That was our reasonable service, is to offer our body as a living sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Praise God. God is so good. We can hear him. I believe it was Brother Yearwood said that, my sheep know my voice, and the stranger they will not follow. Praise God. We know when we study this word, we know the voice of God. Sometimes he speaks to us audibly. Sometimes he'll speak to us through someone else. And a lot of time, and most of the time and all the time, he speaks to us through his word. Praise God. And, you know, we need the understanding. It was written, this word, the King James Bible, written by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And that's where we get our understanding. And we hear the voice of God. Praise the Lord. And we're to obey him. And as Brother Eddie was talking about how Jonah, how he had ran, praise the Lord, and he went toward Tarshish, and he was supposed to go to Nineveh. He didn't obey. He heard the voice of God, but he did not obey. And he got himself in trouble and found himself in the belly of a well, praise God. And how, you know, he realized then he better get about the Father's business. God will get your attention somehow, some way. He will get our attention. You know, if we don't do it, if God calls you to do something and you don't obey him, he will find someone else to do it. But praise God, as Brother Eddie spoke tonight, I began to listen. I really listened good to what he had to say. God gives a second chance. If you're out there and you're not been doing the will of God in your life, you know God does give a second chance, and he must be calling you tonight, because God's laid that on my heart too, that he gives a second chance. You know, I backslid on the Lord one time when I was 19 years old. I gave my heart to the Lord, and I didn't stick with it. And you know, when I was 26 years old, he called me again. Praise the Lord. He dealt with me the whole time, but I didn't listen, just like Jonah did. I did run from God. But, you know, he gave me that second chance. I'm 47 years old. In July the 12th, I'll be 48 years old. And, you know, I've served him ever since I was 26 years old. And, you know, I've had ups and I've had downs. There was times where I probably didn't do exactly what I needed to do and going forth for the Lord. I'm not talking about sinning. There's no excuse for sinning, but we do have an advocate with the Father. If we disobey, we're being a sinner. But we could come back to God. God gives second chances. The prodigal son, he was going to come back just to be a servant to his father, praise the Lord. But he, you know, he would come back to the father's house, and the father saw him coming afar off, and he met him with open arms, and he kissed him on his neck, praise the Lord, and he gave him a robe and a ring, and he told his family to kill the calf, Lord, praise God. And you know, God gives second chances. If you're out there and you've backslid on the Lord, if maybe you're not backslid, but maybe you're just not where you should be or doing what you should do, and maybe you feel like nobody wants to hear you, you know, somebody needs to hear you. Somebody is thinking of suicide tonight, and they need to hear your voice, praise God, and they need to hear what you have to say, praise the Lord. And so once you come back to God tonight, you know, we may never meet you, but that's okay. God knows you, and he sees you right there where you're at, and you need to find yourself a place to pray. If you can't get down on your knees, you could pray standing, praise the Lord. I used to walk and pace through my house praying to the Lord. I'd turn on some good gospel music, and I wanted to feel the presence of the Lord so much. And it seemed like, you know, the prayers weren't going no higher than the ceiling. And you have to press through, because that's the principalities of the air trying to stop your prayer from going past the ceiling. And you need to rebuke that old spirit, you know. And you need to turn on some good gospel anointed music and let it ring through your house. And if you have to walk through your house and anoint your home, praise God, take your oil and anoint your house, praise God, and get into the spirit of the Lord and let him bless you, and let him bring you back to that place where you once felt him and call your name, just like Brother Eddie was preaching tonight about Samuel. When Hannah, she cried, and she couldn't have words to speak, but she wept before the Lord, and the Lord heard her cry, and he gave her a son, and she gave him back, praise God, to the Lord, and Eli had raised him up. But, you know, and when Samuel went to Eli's house and he went to sleep, he was a young lad, and the Lord had called. And he called three times, and the lad kept getting up and saying, Eli, what, you know, paraphrasing, what do you want? And Eli said, I didn't call you. And he'd go back to bed, and God would call again. And we know the story there, how Samuel finally realized that God was speaking to him. God is speaking to somebody tonight. You know, his gifts and his callings are without repentance. Praise the Lord. We've got to get about the Father's business. You know, the devil, he knows his time is short, and he is doing exactly what he's trying to do. He knows that he cannot ever be saved, and he don't want you to be saved either. He's trying to take you to that place where he's going to go someday in that lake of fire. But, you know, you don't have to go there. Praise God. You know, I got a feeling here someone's listening. You know the word. You might have preached at one time, and this some reason, maybe someone hurt your feelings. I don't know the circumstances, but God does. And, you know, it doesn't matter. When you face God, just you that's not going to be no excuse. Feelings got in the way. We need to put those away, put those behind us, put them under our feet, those feelings, and just get back to the Lord. Draw close to him. He says, if you sup with him, he'll sup with you. Praise God. If you draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you. He said not to be ashamed of him. If you're ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of you before the Father. Praise God. We need to get a holy boldness. He said to come boldly before the throne of God. And I'm going to turn it over to my husband. Praise God. I've sure enjoyed this tonight. Sure enjoyed hearing all the speakers tonight. And we love you all. And here's Brother Green.
Praise God. It's good. A good subject tonight on obedience. And, you know, Rachel started out reading that scripture that it's better to be obedient than to sacrifice. And, Jeremiah was a young boy, and I want to get on to this message here on Jeremiah. But, Jeremiah was just a young child, and God called him, and God said, in verse 5, chapter 1, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. And, you know, Jeremiah was just a child, but God put the word in his mouth, and God called him to go and to preach to the nations, and he called him to preach to the nation of Israel, praise God, and try to turn them around, because that they had began to go down the broad road to destruction. They had turned themselves away from God, and they had fallen in to problems, and they were going to end up in destruction. And the Bible says here in chapter 2 and verse 5, thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? Neither said they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through. I want you to notice that it said there, through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt. God is able to keep us when everything's going wrong, when everything's caving in and problems are all around us. I tell you, God can provide for you and I. If we'll obey the voice of God, if we'll be obedient, the Bible tells us one place that we'll eat the good of the land. And one place he said, we'll not know when drought cometh. And we'll be like a tree planted by the rivers that bringeth forth its fruit in its season, and its leaf withereth not. And I'll tell you what, God brought those people out of Egypt. And I believe somebody said about 6 million people. And we don't know exactly how many there was, but we know there was a multitude. The Bible said there was also a mixed multitude with them. And it was a land that no man passed through, that God took them through, and where no man dwelt. And he had there, he had made provision for them all along the way. You know, when they needed water, Moses struck the rock, and the water came out. And there was not only that many people that came out with Moses, but they had herds and flocks, and they came out of there. Praise God. And it says here in verse 7, and I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. You know, I was thinking today, you know, I was thinking, you know, the Lord gave me this thought. You know, the people came over here to this country because they were oppressed and they were persecuted because they served the true and the living God. And there was problems in Europe. There was things going on. And the true church was being persecuted. And, you know, I think one day it's gonna get back to that. When we look overseas and we see what's going on in some of these countries and how they're cutting Christians' heads off and, you know, they're going in and trying to destroy the Christians and run them out of their different nations. And I'll tell you, just like I believe Brother John, one of them said, that we'd be hated of all nations for his name's sake. And I think it's the name of Jesus. I don't think it's just because you're a Jewish person and the Jewish nation crucified Christ. But I believe myself personally that if you're a Christian, you ain't going to be too well liked in this world that we're living in. But we should be a light to this world regardless of whether they hate us or not. He said, pray for your enemies. Do good to them, you know, that come against you and despitefully use you, say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. And, you know, it wasn't just because you believed in God, but it's because of Jesus Christ, the one that died on the cross. That's what they had problems with when they went out to preach the gospel. But you know what? They said we had better obey God. We'd better obey God than obey man. It's more profitable. I believe it was Peter, and I don't know who was with him, and they had went up to the beautiful gate of the city, and they had found a man there. And I believe it was Peter said, silver and gold have I none. And they reached down, you know, he said, such as I have give I thee. Took him by the hand. You know, the Lord healed that man. He went into the temple leaping and praising God. And, you know, it stirred up. It stirred up the high priests and them. They came and took him and put him in hold. And, you know, they questioned him and they beat him. And they commanded him not to speak anymore in the name of Jesus. But I'll tell you what they done. They went out of there rejoicing that they were beaten for the name of Jesus. So they came back to their own company. They began to pray that the Lord would give them a holy boldness, would give them power to proclaim the gospel, and that mighty signs and wonders would be done through the name of that holy child Jesus. You know, praise God. He came the first time, and he will come again. He came as a babe in a manger, but he will come again. When the angels came out into the shepherd's field and they began to sing and tell the good tidings, they said, we got to go see what's going on. We got to go to Bethlehem. And they went and found the Christ child. But, you know, he came that first time. He came in the flesh. He came in the flesh because he came to do the will of God. He came to obey the voice of God. And that's what the Lord would have us to do today. He would have us to obey the voice of God. Praise God. I want to read a little bit more here. It said, the priest said not, where is the Lord? And they that handled the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. I wonder today, in the world today, how many priests do we have, so-called priests or pastors or prophets or evangelists? I wonder how many handle the Word of God, and they look into it and they read it, and they stand in their pulpits and in their synagogues or wherever they stand, and they read and proclaim the words of God. But I wonder how many of them, the Bible said, they that handled the law knew not me, and pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. I wonder today, are we walking after things that do not profit, or are we walking after the Spirit of God? You know, they that are the sons of God shall be led by the Spirit of God. And just like one of the preachers tonight said, they heard the still the prophet of God was in that cave, and there, I believe there was an earthquake and there was a fire and different things was happening. Praise God, while he was in that cave. But you know what? The Lord wasn't in the earthquake and he wasn't in the fire. Praise God. But he was in that still small voice. And I'll tell you, God speaking to people right now, over their ways, God speaking to people with that still small voice. And you're wondering tonight, is Jesus really real? I want to invite you to find you a place to pray and ask the Lord to come into your life and begin to read and study the Word of God, and you'll find out that this doctrine we're preaching is not our doctrine, but it's the one that came down from heaven. Jesus said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. And I'll tell you what, we're sent to preach the gospel. We're sent to try to do everything we can to win lost souls and try to get them to turn around and get off of that road that's taking them, you know, to that place called hell, because one of these days the judgment is going to be set, and it's not going to be no pretty thing when people stand before God and they find that their names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But just like one of the pastors tonight said, he said, I'm a working, I want my name in that Lamb Book of Life. I want the Lord to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, you know. Praise God. That we're working on a building tonight. God is adding to that building. But like I said, if you're out there and you need to repent and get right with God, I want you to do that. Praise God. And I'm going to turn it back here to Joanna. I don't know. We need to pray again or what? Thank you for coming on.
Yes, let's pray over the prayer request.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
God, we come
to
you for these prayer
requests.
Father, we ask God to move, minister, send the minister and angels of heaven, God,
touch
Brother Eddie's
oxygen, dear God,
in the lives of people, Lord, touch people with lung disorders and diseases, Father,
Lord,
the blood pressures that's out of Lord, out of order. God, we pray that you put them in order. God, you would move in every cell of the bodies of those that are sick and afflicted, Lord. Lord, we bind the enemy of their soul. We plead the blood of the Lamb of God upon them, Lord, the anointing. Lord, to destroy the yokes that the devil's trying to put on people tonight, Father. Move to meet the need, Lord, to save the lost, deliver the
sick.
In Jesus' name. Lord, send you healing virtue, Lord. We give you praise.
Praise God.
Jesus.
Brother John, you want to tell us where your church is, brother, in your service?
We're at 114 East Thomas, or yeah, East Thomas. We're at 114 East Main Street in Thomaston, Georgia. Our services are Sunday mornings, Sunday school at 10, regular church at 11, and our Wednesday night services are 6 p.m.
Praise the Lord. Brother Bolton, do you want to tell about your church there?
Well, I don't have a church, but
I'm going to a church up on Iron Street. I don't know the address of it, but it's in La Follette, Tennessee.
Praise God. Amen. So, you've got something more you want to say? Okay. Well,
hey, let me say this. I'd like for y'all to remember a man by the name of Gary Wayne McNeely. He's got cancer, and he was in Vietnam in that Agent Orange, and he just got through taking, I believe he said, radiation treatments for it. But I'd like for you to lift him up. He's a Christian, but I'd like for you to lift him up tonight when you pray.
Amen. Also, remember when y'all pray, keep on your heart, brother, I don't know if y'all know Carson Howard. He's a great preacher. He has many CDs out that, well, he found that he may have, their doctors are saying he may have cancer in his lungs and on his liver. And if I'm not mistaken, he's living in Kentucky right now, so keep him on your hearts as well.
Praise God. Well, I thought we was out of time. I apologize for that. That's why I stopped when I did. I thought, well, it's over almost. But we do have a few more minutes. And, you know, I was thinking not only Jeremiah, but, you know, God called Samuel to go and anoint the king, Saul, the first king of Israel. And, you know, Saul was... he was a head taller than the people, and he was a goodly man. And, you know, he started out good, but you know what? He got himself in trouble. Now, I'm glad tonight, you know, even if we get in trouble tonight and we disobey the word of God, and I don't think you can hardly find anybody that somewhere along the line ain't messed up somewhere or done something that they shouldn't have done or failed to obey God in some way or another. I'll tell you, when it gets right down to it, you know, the Lord speaks to us a lot. Just like the prophet in that cave and that still small voice came to him. I believe many times that the still small voice of God comes to us, and we have a choice. We can obey that voice or we can go and do our own thing. But if we follow the leading of the Spirit, you know, it's going to line up with the Word of God. It's not going to be something contrary to God's Word.
Amen.
But, you know, if He speaks to you to go to pray for somebody in the hospital or something, you know, that you need to do and you need to, you know, apologize to somebody or something like that, and you know, then we need to obey that voice and we need to not hold grudges and things against people, but we need to forgive one another so that we can be forgiven and that voice would not be blocked. You know, some people have a connection to heaven and some people have blocked that connection. They've cut that connection off because they keep doing things over and over and over. And pretty soon, you know, God says, well, that's enough. But he said... one place, I believe it was Peter said, how many times shall I forgive my brother? Mm-hmm. And he said, should I forgive him seven times? And Jesus said, 70 times seven, you have to forgive him. If he comes and apologizes, you know, and says, you know, I've transgressed against you or whatever, you've got to forgive him. You can't hold things against him. And, you know, God, but we're under a better covenant today than what they had in the old covenant. And, you know, but our examples are in the old covenant. We see Abraham and Isaac, and we see the prophets, how they obeyed God, like Jeremiah and Ezekiel, different ones, and they obeyed the voice of God. And that's what we're supposed to do today, is to follow the leading of the Spirit. For the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. The Bible tells us, if any man have not the Spirit of God, he is none of his. If he does not have the Spirit of Christ, he said he is none of his. And I tell you, you can't have God without having Christ Jesus. You cannot get to the Father unless you come through the Son. I think as Brother Yearwood was preaching on the shepherd and the sheep, and the sheep know his voice, and another one, they won't follow. And there's many voices out there today that's coming across the radio waves and through the television and different means that they've got to get the broadcast out and plenty of propaganda or whatever they call it. And some people's following the devil, and they think that they're following God, and they're killing the righteous people of God. Some of them are thinking they're doing God's service. But I'll tell you tonight, what we need to kill is the flesh, because the flesh is warring against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And we cannot do the things that we would, because we've got to stay obedient to God, and we've got to listen to what he has to say. Praise God. And Samuel, he grieved because Saul had disobeyed the word of the Lord. Now I want to read something here. It's in 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 19. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst the evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. So, you know, Saul lost his position through disobedience. But I tell you what, God had somebody. And over in the 16th chapter in verse 1, and the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. I'll tell you what, get all the oil you can. Praise God from the Lord, because he's anointing people today, and he's sending you forth to do a work for him. Just keep up the good work. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. And we're going to play this song. We've got a minute left, and we're going to go out with this here song. Brother John, you have anything you want to add to this or say, brother? Go right ahead.
The persecution that's raising up and that we do obey the voice of God, and we've seen an example that all of you have brought out, how it's blessed us and how it's brought us forth, and there is a coming forth, and there is a setting forth and a setting up, and it just, we have really no other reason. I know we as Christians, amen, following the voice of Christ, following the Good Shepherd who's laid down his life. And so as we come to that, just the important thing is to hear the voice of God and obey it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Remember, next Friday, same time right here, 10 p.m. Eastern time. And don't forget Brother Yearwood's broadcast on Tuesdays. It's Reaching the World for Christ, blogtalkradio.com. And we'll talk to y'all next week. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.